Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Focus Fridays is being brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM's Focus Fridays, and joining with me today, I have Bob Porter with the Millersburg Lions Club. Well, thanks for coming in, Bob, to talk about the Lions Club. I really appreciate you joining with me today.
It's my pleasure to be here with you. And we've done it before.
We have, and so you are stepping in to kind of fill us in about who the Lions Club is, what they do, and so throughout our show today, we'll be discussing that because people hear the Millersburg Lions Club, but I think it's one of those groups where you do a whole bunch of stuff that people don't realize that you do.
Correct.
So, yeah. Or how you get started, how you become involved. And so hopefully we can fill in all those blanks here today.
Well, let's give it a shot.
All right. Let's start at the beginning. Well, so how did the Millersburg Lions get started?
The Millersburg Lions actually started in 1955 here in Holmes County. Okay. And over the years, it has grown. Now, there's a lot of people who think that Lions are just old guys and stuff like that. And I am an old guy. But we actually have 55 members, and we have a tremendous number, and I'm very proud to say this, of women. And, in the old days, it was just kind of men,
It was one of those groups.
Yeah. And now we have a lot of women and a lot of young professionals. Now, again, a lot of those professionals can't do things for us when we do projects because they're working or this or that or whatever. But they're all involved, and we have a lot of projects out there.
And we'll talk about those as we progress through.
Mm-hmm.
And so how often do you guys meet?
Well, we meet every first Tuesday of every month. First Tuesday of every month, and we meet at the brewery, in the back room there. And again, it's not a requirement that you do this by any means, but that's where we have our meeting. Our president is Dale Olbringer, and he's been our president for a number of years.
I was going to say, he's been in charge for quite a while.
We like to keep him that way. So he does a great job. And again, it's just a volunteer organization who want to help people, especially kids, with sight issues. That's the whole thing, sight.
And that's where it got started.
And of course, we are in an organization worldwide of the Lions Club. And this club of ours, we don't go to big conventions that they have or anything like that. I mean, that's just, we are right here in Holmes County. That's our main focus, the kids, not just kids, but parents, people that just need help in sight, and we'll talk a little bit about hearing too and so on like that. When you get a kid that needs glasses and they can't afford it and he gets these glasses, we don't see that stuff. We don't see it, but we know it opens a whole new world for him,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the great part about the whole thing.
It's amazing when you can see when you couldn't see before.
That's right. Now, I will tell you that we had, there are some certain things that I just remember. We had a young girl go down a slide and ran into a stick into her eye.
Ooh.
I know, it's cringy, isn't it? And she needed to have specialized surgery. And I love this story because it's true. We made contact, different contacts, and here this surgeon, the one that could do this, was in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So we got in touch with this guy. They made the arrangements, and it was going to be very expensive. We got in touch with this guy, and he sent us back a message that he would do it for free.
Oh, wow.
And she's still around here, I'm not going to say who she is, but she's still around here. So what we did was we got together and got this great big box full of everything from Holmes County. Gugusburg cheese,
Troyer's
Trail Bologna, all kinds of, Koblenz chocolates, all this kind of stuff. And we shipped it off to him and got a nice note back. But this girl got it taken care of. Now, again, that's an extreme.
Yeah,
point,
that's.
Yeah. But we work through Conway's down here. We have a working arrangement with them and even the new ownership there. And Holly and Jim before. Yeah. And so if you need glasses and you can't afford it, you contact a Lions member or so, or even contact them down there, and then they get a hold of us. And they've been tremendous. I mean, they, you know, you go in there and they give them the exam and they'll get glasses. Now you only can pick certain, you can't
frames,
have
yeah.
real boom, boom frame.
We're not going for flash.
No, we're not.
Function.
We're not. And that's the big thing there. I mean, and I also will say hearing is an important thing. And that actually hits me because, you know, my wife and I are both supposedly educated. And when we had our second son, our second child, I'll never forget. I still remember it. He was sitting on the floor playing with his cars and we would say something to him and he would just keep going. And we're just thinking, you know, his mind's thinking about this and so on like that. And then I got a letter from Sherry Oswald, who was a teacher at Nashville. And that, I still have that letter in which she was saying that he was in the back part of the room and he couldn't tell the difference between awe and oil and things like this. And if you didn't have her doing that, you know?
Right.
If you don't, the big thing is having these, especially elementary teachers, that's where they hit them. And if we can get them involved in this stuff, and let us know and let the parents, you gotta go through the parents, obviously.
Obviously,
you can't
yes.
You just can't do it. In the old days now, we used to go to the school and do a eye exam thing. You had a machine or something that we had. And that's gone now.
We don't do that stuff anymore.
But like I said, it's hearing. We've done things where we've had a voice amplifier for a hearing deficient child that would put on a headset and he could hear and read. We had a machine that you put a book into and it makes the print bigger. And those are all went up to Millersburg Elementary and so on like that. So that's the kind of stuff that we do. We are just really interested in sight and sound, if you will. Yeah.
The important things in life.
Yeah. I mean, it is so important.
Them.
Yeah. I mean, just the reaction, and we don't see it. We do not see it. The reaction of putting a pair of glasses on a kid that can't, that is so used to not really seeing, and then having it
clear up.
Same with me because I wear glasses and so on. These are reading glasses I have, but I had implants put in my, you know, instead of my contacts, and I come out of there and it's just like, whoa, you know, look at the colors and stuff like that. And that, I think that's just about the way it was. And it almost makes you teary when you think that we're helping. And that's what we do, okay?
Well, we've got lots more to talk about on how you do it and how all this comes together. This is Bob Porter with the Millersburg Lions Club. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We are back here on Focus Fridays on WKLM. I'm with Bob Porter, who is a member of the Millersburg Lions Club. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. And in that first segment, we kind of did some overview on different things that the Lions Club does. And one of the things that you talked about was vision and helping make sure that kids especially can see.
Correct.
And you told that heartwarming story that I'm sure everybody had to dab their eye just a little bit and get the feels happening on our Friday. We'll call it Feeling Fridays.
Yeah. Well,
but you do little things like that for folks all the time, not at that magnitude,
correct.
Just something as simple as getting a pair of glasses to people from when folks maybe upgrade their prescription or things.
Yeah. Yes. And we have boxes around the town and one at Rhodey's and Conway's. I'm sure there's some other places too. I'm not one of the guys that picks them all up. We have somebody that does that. But yeah, so any used glasses that people have, they take them and put them there. And then we ship them all up to like Medina area. And then it gets shipped out. And they mostly go, what I'm hearing today now is that the frames are being taken. The eyeglass itself is taken out, redone. and then put into newer things. And this goes pretty much to South America, some of these countries down there that need it. So yeah, that's another big thing. You know, Lions International is all over the place, including here in little Holmes County.
And I'm sure you've seen it's got the Lions Club logo on it, and it just talks about glasses, because it's one of those things, like, what do you do when somebody passes away?
That's a way we really get them, yeah.
And sometimes when your eye vision changes drastically and you have to get a new pair, you get LASIK and now you don't need glasses.
Yeah, we'll get a lot of people that have passed away. The relatives will give us a bag of glasses, or, you know, like you say, they change. We'll get a few, and most of the time we don't even know who they are. Obviously, they're just putting them in the box, and then we collect them and put them in our shed where we have. And then when we get enough of them, we'll put them in and take them up and get them out of there. So
people are always looking for opportunities to donate to help others, and this is one of those ways.
Yeah,
like, because that's not really something you can sell at the thrift store, unless they're like historic glasses. Yeah. Thomas Jefferson wore them.
Yeah. And you know it. You got to take them out and redo them anyway, so that you take them out of the frames and stuff like that. And a lot of the frames are older frames and stuff, and, you know, just spice them up a little bit before you get them out. Now, I do not know the process of how you do that or where it goes, but again, like I said, Lions Club is just not Millersburg, it's international. Mm-hmm. And so it just all goes that way. And just to think about the amount of glasses throughout this country that goes wherever this stuff goes to get reprocessed.
So it's just people helping people, and one less thing in a landfill. And you're helping people. So that's what the Lions' goal is all about, helping folks.
Correct.
And it's great that you have the partnership with the eye doctor here
town. You know, Holly and Jim and now Bob, hey, let's face it, they don't get, you know, they hardly get anything out of it as such. Everything is donated and so on. And what we have to pay is pittance compared to what you would normally pay.
Right.
So it's just and nobody really knows that's what happens, but Conway's today is where we take everything, and that's where we send everybody. And that's basically because we have a good partnership with them and have had it for years. And they're great people down there. They take good care of you.
Exactly. And it's those kind of partnerships that are important to keep things functioning
Absolutely.
And help folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Love it.
All right, well, we've got more on the Lions Club, because it's more than just helping people see. There's a lot more to it. That is Bob Porter with the Millersburg Lions Club. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. Back here with Bob Porter with the Millersburg Lions Club. I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays here on WKLM. And we're learning all about what the Millersburg Lions Club does, and you've got just lists of things here for us to chat about. And you mentioned flags and the Lions Club being involved with that.
Yeah. We have a member who is a veteran by the name of Debbie Mullen. And Debbie, obviously, is a veteran, is real concerned about that. And so, you know, you can go through any little towns or big towns and you'll see the flags of the veterans up there. So we decided that we would do that. And then, of course, people would call in or write in, and, you know, they paid for the flag, and then we would get it up and get it all throughout the town. And it grew because it started right around the courthouse, and then it started down the street and up the street and so on like that, to the point where it became really this year, it really became a problem for us, because we don't have the equipment to go and put, I mean, you had to you ran out of space. You had to go up the street, and these poles are up there, and then you got traffic all over the place.
Because we're never short on traffic in Millersburg.
Exactly. So Mayor Hoffey is also a member of the Lions Club, but she agreed to have the boys in town do it for us, the street department. And they actually just finished that here not long ago.
I was going to say, I've seen that they're up for this year.
And people,
that's the Hometown Hero Program.
The Hometown Hero Program. And you can, you know, get an application and get it get it up there. And so it you know, we'll keep it up there. You don't keep it up real long because of the sun.
Right.
Would fade the stuff.
Memorial Day and 4th of July are your main targets.
Yes. And then they'll take them down. But it really has made it easier for us because we would have to rent from one of the places here in town to get up there and go, and it got traffic everywhere around you.
And it's just safer for the village guys
Safer for us, I can tell you that
well,
much.
Well, they've got the lights, the flashing lights,
right.
And can have traffic.
So that was a big thing that came up for us, and we're really proud of that you got the pictures of these veterans, and, you know, some of them didn't come back, and it's just...
A nice way for families to honor them.
Absolutely, yeah. And then Killbuck is doing it too. And so they have their own down there. And I don't know I'm not sure if Nashville does it or not at this point. But, I think it's catching on throughout the whole country, really.
Yes, there's lots of...
You take a ride, especially small towns, really, really hit that stuff.
So the Hometown Hero Project has been going on for several years now.
Yes. Every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're just grateful to Mayor Hoffey and the village to take care of that for us, you know.
They'll keep finding poles.
They can go a long way with them, so.
And so you guys are still handling the ordering of the flags for the veterans currently.
Correct, yeah. And there's an application that you have to get and fill out. And it's not real cheap either to have one of those things made. I can't tell you how much it is, but Debbie certainly could. I mean, we get a hold of any Lions Club member, and they can get you in contact with Debbie to get the application to fill out and so on. And then they get it fixed, get it done, and it'll go up, you know.
And that is any branch of...
Any branch.
Military, whether they're in or out.
Correct. Any war. It could be, you know, World War One, Two, Three, whatever.
4, 5, wherever we're at these days.
Yeah, Vietnam. just a lot of that. Yeah. I mean, it's just a way for a family to recognize and for the people to recognize, because you can drive up through town and just see those pictures and then, you know, they
look at the names and you're like, oh, that... Yeah. I didn't know so-and-so was in the military.
You'll see somebody pull off the side or get off and get out and take pictures of it, you know. And, you know, just a little of what we should do for our
veterans. The least we can do to give those folks the recognition.
And you get down through there and see some you know, Arlie Krosky's up there. And there's a lot of different guys that are up there and... A lot of friends of mine. And
I'm sure, like you're kind of sharing there, there's a lot of memories that these folks, if they're still with us, they're like, oh man, I remember being in with so-and-so or whatever.
Right. I mean, here it is. You can drive down the road in your car and get behind a car and see a license plate that has a Purple Heart on it. But you don't know those. You don't know who they are. Here, they're right up there, and you can see them.
You see it. That's you see the name. Important. You see the picture with it. And sometimes it's fun to see some of the folks that we know as older in their younger pictures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a bunch of them,
It's like, oh.
Yeah. So, that's a good thing we do.
It's a great program. And so, if you have not participated in, and you have are in Millersburg and have a loved one, or whichever town, they all have different people who are in charge, but here the Lions Club handles it in Millersburg.
Yeah, I think Debbie does pretty much everything.
Oh, is she all the towns?
And then would get you, if there is I'm not 100% on this, but she'll get you to wherever you need to go.
Because originally it just was everybody in Millersburg for the whole county.
Yeah.
And then you just got so many.
Yeah.
Which is a great problem to have.
Well, you know, Killbuck wanted to have their own. Nashville probably wanted, you know, these little towns wanted to have their own.
Let their people be recognized in their town.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's great that you had enough to be able to say, here.
And it'll get bigger as we go, too. So, you know, you just have to get the word out. That's all there is to it.
Because Holmes County is a very military-supporting county.
Absolutely.
So
100%.
It's a great program that you guys decided to get involved in. All right, we've got more that the Lions Club does. That is Bob Porter with the Millersburg Lions Club. I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays on WKLM. We are getting back in here all holly jolly with Bob Porter with the Millersburg Lions Club. And I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM's Focus Friday, maybe giving you a little hint at where this segment is going here. And he's given me that look that only Bob can give me.
ho, ho, ho.
But one of the things that I think a lot of people do know the Millersburg Lions Club for is their Christmas display in downtown Millersburg.
Yes, absolutely. That's a big project for us, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's going to get bigger and bigger every year. Ed and Sue Dye are the chairmen of that, and we like doing it. I mean, you know what? It started out with just a few lights on down the street, and now, boy, we hit all the lights around the. I do all the poles around the courthouse, you know, mm-hmm. You string them, you know, put all the vinery or whatever on it and the ribbons and then the lights on it and stuff like that. And we get a lot of cooperation, obviously, from the
county
on that. And then the streets too, up and down the street. Then we go up and down the streets. But when you look at the courthouse now, we do the center of the area, the courthouse, mm-hmm. too, with a number of different displays. We buy something every year. We get a lot of help from the county and so on in this kind of situation in the town. And then we have that big pine tree. Now, I don't know how much longer we can do that big pine tree because it's really difficult for us.
Well, yeah. And I mean, do you use a ladder or do you get a lift for that?
We couldn't get a lift this last year because of the ground was too soggy. So we use these tremendously long poles and we go up and we have a couple young guys that can do that and wrap it around.
I was always impressed at how high you got those lights on that tree.
They were up there. And then we have the choir come out on the evening and we have hot chocolate and stuff like that. And they sing a little bit up there and we light the tree up. And then, of course, we have the displays in the area and so on. And then we go down the street. Now, we're hoping, obviously, when we go down the street, that we will eventually be able to go all the way down past the police department and so on. I don't know.
It's in the works.
I don't know. Yeah, I've not seen what kind of poles are going to put up there or whatever. And they're going to replace the trees. And that is very important to us up and down the street. Because
yes.
These trees they have now.
That is a topic of a discussion all in its own right.
Yes, they have these little red berries on them. And they get down your neck and, oh my gosh, when you're climbing around in there and you have to get up in there. It's kind of funny. But it's so I keep talking to...
And it was a little difficult
when she walks
this year.
By now, you sure you're not going to have any berries on these trees and so on like that. So the tree committee, I think, has come up with a good thing. I hope they have anyway.
that's where the discussion's at.
Yeah. So we do all the lights, makes it look really pretty. And then now with the courthouse going to be lit up and shown out there, we'll see how that goes with the whole thing, but it should be really beautiful. So that is a big, we spend a lot of money.
I think Christmas lights are not cheap
every year. Yeah.
And those strands, you might get 2-3 years if you're lucky, but
we can't take a chance.
Right. Cause you don't want it to die in the middle of the season.
Yeah, halfway up the pine tree, it doesn't show. We don't like that idea very well. So, and you know, that's another reason why we need young people in the Lions Club.
You shall climb trees.
So, yeah. My wife gets mad at me all the time when I tell her I climb those poles. And I go, don't worry about it. I'm okay. So
I made it home, didn't I?
Yeah, usually I come. Yeah. So that is really the big project for us is the Christmas lighting. We've done it for years and years and years.
As long as I can think of driving through downtown at Christmas time.
It just gets a little bigger all the time.
And I noticed this recently. It's definitely growing.
Yeah, and you know we don't even get them up where people come and want to take a picture by them. Some of these things. So That's really good. And then people that come out that evening for hot chocolate and stuff, and the turn the lights on, that's gotten bigger and bigger for us. We only had this, I think it's maybe 2 or 3 years we've done it, a couple of years, and that's going to continue. And so, you know, it's one of those.
It makes you feel good driving through downtown.
It's not. See, that's the thing about the Lions. It's just not sight or hearing or anything else. It's community. We're all, you know, in this club, either business people or, you know, factory workers or teachers or
retirees.
A lot of retirees. But they're all people that are concerned about the Millersburg and making it look good, you know. And you get those lights on. I love it when you get those lights on the streets and you come down from the schoolhouse hill, and there's a wind out, and they're all the lights are just kind of moving
twinkling.
That's when I really enjoy it. Okay, and see that stuff. So, yes, that is our really big project uptown,
bringing some light and color in those dull winter months where we're just
absolutely
ready for spring. It's got to have a little perk.
And you know, we take them down. I'd like to actually leave them going down the street, leave them up, and let it go into the summer with those lights. They're kind of neat downtown, but we take them down. Nobody's come forward and say, "Hey, leave them up." So
right,
we'll just do that.
This winter was a little struggle with the trees, and
you know,
we'll see how it all shakes out once they get everything new in there. And
yeah, and that'll be interesting. We'll see what goes on.
All right, we've got more because we're not done learning about the Lions Club yet. Bob Porter will join back with us in the next segment. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. In case you were wondering why we're here today, we are here talking about the Millersburg Lions Club. I'm with Bob Porter, who's with the Lions Club, giving you another little hint about where we're going with our segment here. He's just looking at me like she's lost her mind. But, you know, a little preview of coming attractions. And where we're headed is the Y in Millersburg.
Correct.
Where they have the nice new sign and
flag
and on Washington and Clinton Street. Is that the right streets?
Well, that sounds good to me. Anyway, it's down
when you come down 83 heading towards the Walmart.
That's a project that we picked up here because we did uptown, and then we would drive. A lot of us would come up that way and go, you know, man, we need to have something down here. Of course, we went together with different veteran organizations in town and so on to get the flagpole up there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of cooperation with that and to get that up. And then we decided to start doing all the city put in lights, power down there. So we started doing the entire corner. We do the railings and we have a couple things out front, you know, candy cane type things and stuff like this. And we do all the trees back there. It is really pretty. When you come uptown and you see that, and then the Old Glory is right there flying. It's really a beautiful thing. And that takes a lot of time to do that down there, okay?
Yeah.
You know, really try to get all this stuff up and down. We have these things we put together, which is like a arch. We have one of them up at the courthouse, but we do an arch down there, and it just the colors when you come up through it, it's really and then of course you got the front, and we have stuff out front there too that shows in Millersburg. So it's just a great thing that we do, you know, that kind of stuff.
Because Millersburg is more than just the east to west
Correct.
Highway.
Correct.
You got 83 going north and south too,
right.
And so you're giving them that little welcome shebang as they head into the downtown.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So when I'm talking about this, that's why it would be nice to get some more younger people into the Lions Club, seriously. And it doesn't take a lot of time. It really doesn't. But at Christmas time like that, you know, we're a bunch of us are getting up there. You know, I've been in the Lions for over 40-some years. And, you know, it gets... You'd like to have younger people get in there. So we'll
pass the torch.
Yeah, whatever, you know. keep that light, keep it going.
And also many hands makes light work.
Yeah, really. If you can get as many, we get 20 some or 25, we have 55 people. Now, not everybody can show up.
Right.
And not everybody is capable of doing it. So if you could get a bunch of people out there that could get it done, we get it done pretty quick anyway. Mm-hmm. But it'd be nice to have more. And then, of course, the another thing is when you take them down.
Right.
You don't have as many.
The fun part is putting them up.
Yeah. Then you don't have as many to take them down, you know. So you always need help there.
I feel like sometimes it's a lot more work taking things down.
It is in many cases.
Well, because you're more excited to put things up because you're like, color, festive, yay.
Yeah.
People are going to love this.
That's why I talk about keeping them up.
But then taking them down, it's like, oh, it's going to be back to...
Yeah, but it actually goes really pretty quick, and we're getting awful good at it. But, you know, we could always use younger people to help do this stuff, you know.
Well, it was really nice, too, you guys working together to get the flagpole down there. That's definitely something that is good.
Oh, it's beautiful. It really is beautiful, and they've, you know, the town, the village did a nice job down there, and we just... enhance it with the lights and stuff at Christmas time. And like you said, it's a nice way to come into the town, you know, and see that. And then you come uptown and then you got more lights.
Bam!
And stuff. Yeah. That's the big deal there. So,
but yeah, so like you said, that is a huge project for you guys to undertake. And
right. Big time.
You start planning soon. Have you figured out what you're buying this year yet?
I leave that to Ed and Sue. And Sue's quite she's very enthusiastic, but they'll come up with something. I don't know exactly what.
It makes great photo opportunities for the folks walking around.
Like I said before here, we had that arch. We didn't even get it up before people were taking pictures in there. And, you know, so yeah, it's just, again, it's a good time, a fun time of the year. Yeah.
Well, we have one more segment with Bob. We're going to learn how you guys pay for all of this.
There we go.
Must be the money.
money.
That's Bob Porter with the Millersburg Lions Club. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM's Focus Fridays. We're back for one last segment with Bob Porter, who's with the Lions Club. I am Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays here on WKLM. And we've talked about all the different projects that you guys do and ways to help the community.
Correct.
And there's got to be a way that you bring in the funds to be able to do all of this.
Absolutely. Obviously, if you're a member of the Lions Club, you do have dues that you pay. But most of that dues goes to International for our...
To have the name.
For our commitments to them and everything. There is a thing called the Parade of Checks, in which we always send, there's like six or seven different organizations, you know, for site and different things that the International takes care of. So we send quite a bit of money into them and they give it out, you know, all clubs do that. So there's a lot of money going into the International for different projects that they do. What we do, obviously, and I think everybody knows it, if you go to the fair, you know we're there.
Red building.
The red building. You know, a long time ago, we had a little shack, and we bought and built this permanent building, the fairgrounds. Kerry Taylor was great. I mean, all the fair board is wonderful to us.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we built this building, permanent building out there. Then we also have a booth, of which I'm the older guys are in, up at the grandstand. We have a small booth up there.
Oh.
Well, I won't say it's small, but it's a little bit. That was donated by one of the building companies to us. And the reason why I'm up there and some older guys like Frank Arnold and Butch Wright and those guys, Ed Dye, is we have an air conditioner in the back. So we stay, no matter how hot it is out there, we have that thing running. But what we do down there and up there on the top is hot dogs, you know, trail and Swiss cheese. One of the founding members of the Millersburg Lions was Mr. Guggisberg over, you know, Alfred. Of course, he's gone, but Rich you know, has always supported us, and we get from them cheese every year. So we have big signs up. When you come up there and you get ham and Swiss and trail and Swiss, you're getting, you know, the world champion cheese on that stuff.
Right. And, you get the best.
Yeah, we got our signs there for them. I mean, you know, and that's a great thing for us.
That 100%.
Instead of buying it, they give us a lot of cheese. And then hot dogs and, you know, all kinds of stuff. You know, sloppy joe, you name it, chicken sandwich, we got it. And we're cheaper than almost everybody. And if you want good fries, you go to us, because we give big fries for a lot less than everybody else.
And I'm feeling like this is a fair ad here.
You are getting it. And if anybody's out there that goes to that fair, they know that, you know. Mm-hmm. They get to the red building, you know, and it helps us. That's one of our big, big fundraisers. We also do chicken barbecue. We have Frank Arnold. Frank's well known throughout the county here for, and out of the county, really. He goes a lot of different places for his chicken. And so we'll do that usually once or twice a year, but I think we're giving it up this year. For, you know, we're going to just wait till next year.
I was just going to say, I think you're probably due for it this year. Now you're we're not doing it.
No, we'll do it. And then we try to get the word out to everybody. And what happens then is they pull in, get it, and go. And we can sell out very, very quickly. We do 300 or so halves. I don't think brings in the tremendous amount of money, but brings in good money. Mm-hmm. But those are the two really big things that we do to get our money for what we do. One of the most important things too is that I need to explain to everybody is we have a golf outing every year, okay? Mm-hmm. The Lions Club golf outing. And we have Brett Hofstetter, who's mm-hmm. here from town, and Kerry Kahn. They champion that. They sponsor, they do the work on that for us. They're members of the Lions Club. And we'll get all these people coming in to play for golf. Now, what do we do with that money? Okay, that goes into a separate fund, and that fund funds that money funds 8 scholarships that we give. We give 4 to East Holmes and High School, mm-hmm. and 4 to West Holmes High School every year. Okay, and I think it's kind of what I'd like to bring up a point here at this stage mm-hmm. about the fact that. We're known as the Millersburg Lions Club, but what we really are is the Holmes County Lions Club. Mm-hmm. A number of years ago, East Holmes had their Lions Club. Dr. Maurice Mullett was the leader of that for the most part, but he passed away. And I think it just kind of faded away. Not long ago, they came to us. Some people came to us from over there about, you have to have a sponsor. So right. We sponsored a new club over in East Holmes. And they're no longer in existence. But when they were, and I'm not going to say I'm speaking directly about them, but when they were, they built this beautiful park right behind Berlin Elementary. It's a beautiful park down there. But in order to do that, they had a chicken barbecue almost every weekend in the summer. And I'm telling you, that... As being
that's some heavy fundraising there.
Is really tough. And I think I apologize to anybody out east if I'm not correct on it, but it kind of wore them out. And I understand that.
I get it.
Yeah. And so that they have collapsed at this point. So we really take care of both east and west on eyeglasses and everything else. And it's trying to get the message out to everybody that we do cover in the east. And this is one thing that we do by doing the scholarships for East Holmes, West Holmes, and so on like that. We don't give out the scholarships.
Okay.
We turn it over to Holly Johnson at the Holmes County Educational Foundation, and they make the decision on that. That keeps us...
Hands-free. And, that way you can't get accused of picking favorites any of that. I understand.
Holly does a great job, you know. She does a great job at that position, and, you know, it's just growing. That place is growing, too, you know. I mean, it's amazing. So, anyway, that's the Lions Club. We're always looking for members. It's not hard.
And, one meeting a month.
Yeah, one meeting.
And you don't even have to. Yeah, and some volunteer
time. I don't make
time.
All them either, you know. I mean, let's just face it. It's just not that. It's But when we have a project, we need to have the people out there.
And that's one of the things that really got me wanting to start Focus Fridays is the fact that there are these organizations that are doing events and volunteer stuff and, and making things happen in our area that people have no idea what goes into that. That they think, oh, there it is. It just appears, you know, by the magic thumb snap. And
you know, the work for us to get ready for the fair out in those booths and stuff and get things and order things and get things in and get things running. It's
an undertaking.
Yeah, and it really is. But we have a good time.
Yeah, anytime you're doing some sort of event, it's an undertaking.
Yeah.
And so,
but when it helps people, and especially kids,
you're in. Worth it.
That's it.
And so joining the Lions, is there any thing that people have to do? Or
you know what? You can get a hold of Dale Obringer, or you get a hold of me, or any Lions member, or you can just come to a meeting and say, hey, I'm interested, and we'll sit you down and you can have something to eat and you can make up your mind. We'll go through our regular program, and if you want to do it, you know, hey, it's
bam.
Good. It's in. Yeah.
So you said that's the first Tuesday of the month at the brewery here in Millersburg.
Correct.
I pay attention.
All right.
Well, did we miss anything here on the Lions?
I think we covered it all. It's a great organization, and it's not just old people, okay? We have a lot of young people. And
would like some more young people or like old people any people.
Any people. You know, people that like to do something for kids. That's all there is to it. Or adults, whatever, you know, I mean, we
are adults.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
someone in need, you guys
somebody
are there.
Somebody in need with glasses or sight or hearing or something like this. That's what we're there for. We love it.
And I do think one thing that we did miss, did you guys not sponsor some of the permanent signs for like the Opera House and things like
we
that?
We did that.
The historical markers.
Yeah, historical. Dan Miller was a key on that one downtown, right there on the Opera House. We do that. Real quick here, I'm trying to think what else.
But there's much more than what we've discussed. We stayed on the big stuff.
Correct.
But just giving you guys credit where credit is due.
Yeah, really. Yeah. It's a local organization. That's all there is to it here. So
international name, local help.
Right. We're more concerned about local than international.
Well, thanks so much for giving us the explanation on the Lions Club.
Well, I thank you for having me.
That was Bob Porter with the Millersburg Lions Club. I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Home Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. You can catch Focus Fridays here on WKLM each Friday in the 9 a.m. hour. If you do happen to miss an episode of Focus Fridays, you can go to the website, WKLMFM.com, and click on the Focus Friday icon and then on the episode that you missed. Make sure to tune in for our next episode of Focus Fridays right here on WKLM.